Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the issues that we're currently having with screwworm here in the United States. Number one, what I want to assure everyone is that our food supply is safe. So we have inspection programs in place both on the meat side as well as on the milk side that keep our food supply safe. So there's no danger to the safety of the food that you're buying in the grocery store or other places. I want to impress on everybody that this is an infestation of an insect. It's not an infection situation. So what do you need to watch for if you're a producer? Well, number one, wounds that are enlarging. Normally they would be healing, but they just continue to drain and seem to be enlarging. You also maybe see maggots in that wound or body cavity. Animal will display pain or discomfort and will have a poor performance. If you notice any of these signs, please contact your local veterinarian and get the animal checked out. Is this something we're going to be dealing with for a little while? Yes, I think so. It will take a little bit of time to get to a point where we do not find any new animals infested with maggots. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to remain vigilant. And if you find signs of these larvae in your dairy herd or other animals that you might have on the farm, please report that to your veterinarian very quickly so that treatment can start.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.